USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Tropical storm Dorian is churning west towards several Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, where the Weather Channel is saying it might even be a direct hit.
It looks like we could get more of a direct hit with Puerto Rico. Winds of 50 miles per hour right now, gusts of 65. Still a little room for strengthening before it makes that impact with Puerto Rico.
The tropical storm is expected to be upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. An Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries that helped fuel the state's opioid crisis and ordered the consumer product giant to pay $572 million. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman's ruling followed the first state opioid case to make it to trial and could shape negotiations over roughly 1,500 other lawsuits filed by state, local, and tribal governments. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
As far as vacation destinations go, Greenland probably hasn't been at the top of many people's list. The world's largest island was thrust into the spotlight last week after President Donald Trump said he would be interested in buying the country. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said the idea of buying another country in 2019 is absolutely absurd. That prompted Trump to cancel his state visit to Denmark on September 2nd. Greenland's tourism board has used the attention to remind Americans the country is open for business. Travel websites are already noticing a huge increase in searches from people figuring out what it would cost to visit Greenland. A four-alarm grass fire destroyed two buildings and burned several others, plus prompted evacuations throughout northeast Portland. Lieutenant Rich Chapman, a Portland Fire and Rescue spokesman, said a townhouse and an old fitness center were destroyed by the wind-driven blaze. About 50 cars parked in the area were destroyed as well. No one was seriously hurt. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Coast Guardsman Amanda Wolf went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst in 2016. She had two kinds of insurance, a private plan she paid for, and her Veterans Affairs benefits. The appendectomy went well, and she made a speedy recovery. Her private insurance covered more than $20,000 of the bill for the hospital stay, but 6 months later, the VA denied her claim for the roughly $2,500 that remained, putting her in a tough financial situation. She's been appealing ever since.
It's alarming. It's worrisome. Do I hope that it'll make a difference? I do. Am I confident that it will? Not very confident. I'm hopeful that it will create some change for, you know, even not just for myself, but all the other veterans who are impacted.
In one recent six-month period, according to a report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, the VA left about 17,400 veterans to pay out-of-pocket for emergency medical treatment the government should have covered. The report said between April 1st and September 30th, 2017, veterans who got emergency care at non-VA facilities were forced to pay over $53 million in medical bills they should have never had to pay. Since the end of September 2017, there have been numerous leadership changes within the VA, including three different directors of the office that processes emergency claims. The inspectors say the instability apparently allowed the problems to continue. Don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.